always, because it is all that can ever save me. To be open, to be in fear, to be aching with nothingness, to be lonely as the cold subsoil in winter, lonely as the last whale in the ocean, singing in bewilderment, and no other to answer for all of time. This darkness. This is the only life. I haven't been sleeping well. I see things when I close my eyes. Old things climb out through my mouth and set themselves free in the air. On the high moor there are patterns, and in my small mind there are patterns, and my breath fogs on the windows here, and when I leave a footprint in the yard it stays for weeks. There are movements at night, and I don't understand them. Strange things rise up when the cars full of tourists go home and the farm lights burn yellow on the far slopes. All the centuries drop away, and I'm in the presence of something that does not know time. 5 seasons I've been here now. 5 seasons. But I've never seen a storm like this. An hour or two back, I stood by the door and watched it rise over the shoulder of the moor. Winter here is one long storm, dark and roiling, the wind tearing at you, pulling you down. But this one is harder than usual, louder, stronger. It roars up the fields like a beast chasing the smell of blood. The rain is horizontal, it blows in from the west as if it has been arrowed in from the Atlantic. It forces itself through every crack, through every gap and space. It seeps through the walls, around the doors, around the windows. It runs down from the roof, where the iron meets the stone. It comes through the openings, where the plastic flails in the wind. It has been roaring now for an hour, maybe. Not much longer. But everything is getting wet. I've pushed towels and flannels and rags into every weeping cut and wound, but still it comes. I think that something is coming. I don't know what. I wonder if it will thunder, if there will be lightning. Lightning is drawn to iron. There is iron on the roof, but there is iron too in the deep rocks of the moor. I am living on and under iron. There is metal everywhere, metal and flesh and wet, black trees. I look out of the window and I see sheets of water flowing across the yard, through the gate, down onto the track. The sky is a solid darkness. Last time there was a big storm, the track from this place, which leads along the coombe about a mile down to the road, became so pitted and full of great gashes that I could barely even walk on it. It was as if something had attacked it. The wind here will throw you to the ground if it catches you. We'll tear the slates off the roof and make them fly. Rain like this will make the streams rise so fast that they foam brown and white and roar down the coombes into the valleys where the people are. And here are the stone walls and stone floors turning darker with the water as the rain comes through the roof, and here is the stove hissing as the rain drips upon it. I am surrounded. 5 seasons. 13 months. 13 months and 8 days. I wonder what they're thinking now. I wonder what they think of me. All of the weight I threw down. My retreat from the encircling, from the furious thoughts and opinions, the views and the positions soldered together with impatience and anger, enfolding the world in underwater cables and radio waves, singing in the air, darting from brain to brain, jumping from raindrop to thundercloud, gluing the world up, roaring like a storm wave. All of the energy depleting itself in slow motion across the frozen void, running itself out for all time with nothing done, nothing even touched, everything swerved around. The sloughing entropy and nothing come from it, the wasted cells, the long dance that ends in silence. All of the fingers, the hands outstretched towards me, set to shape me. To shape me or to hold me? I worry that the roof won't hold out. When I walked here, shoeless, over the moor from the east, with no light in the sky, I found the old...